Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Thursday, March 16th. I'm Charlotte Gartenberg for the Wall Street Journal. French President Emmanuel Macron's government bypassed Parliament today to raise the retirement age in France from 62 to 64 amid a standoff with protesters and opposition lawmakers over raising the pension age. Yesterday, 480,000 protesters took to the streets following demonstrations last week when over a million people protested across the country. Macron's decision comes at a high political cost as protesters and opposition parties who paint him as authoritarian now have more ammunition to mobilize the masses. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. banking system remains in good health after the collapse of two mid-sized banks. Yellen, who delivered remarks today before the Senate Finance Committee, says the federal government's steps over the weekend to guarantee all deposits helped stem fallout from the panic. She also pushed back on the idea that the government's steps represented a bailout of the bank. Ernst & Young's breakup plan is currently in jeopardy. People familiar with the matter say U.S. and overseas partners remain divided as the accounting firm's leaders attempt to salvage plans to split its global auditing and consulting businesses. Executives are considering several backup options, including selling off the non-U.S. consulting operation. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.